Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anita Anand with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi pitches for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in West Asia, assures smooth supply of oil, gas and fertilizers. US President Donald Trump calls up Prime Minister Modi to discuss West Asia conflict. Prime Minister also holds talks with Sri Lankan President on the situation. Israel and Iran continue to exchange missiles as war enters 25th day. And Russian strikes key energy infrastructure in Ukraine, killing 5 persons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in the West Asia region. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha today over the ongoing conflict in West Asia, Mr. Modi said, India has raised the issue of de-escalation and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz.
युद्ध की शुरुआत के बाद से मैंने पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ 2 राउंड फोन पर बात की है हम गल्फ के सभी देशों के साथ लगातार संपर्क में हैं हम ईरान इजराइल और अमेरिका के साथ भी संपर्क में हैं हमारा लक्ष्य डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से क्षेत्र में शांति की बहाली का है हमने डी एस्केलेशन और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट खोले जाने पर भी उनसे बात की है कमर्शियल जहाजों पर हमला और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट जैसे अंतर्राष्ट्रीय जलमार्ग में रुकावट अस्वीकार्य है
Mr. Modi said India is continuously making efforts through diplomacy to ensure the safe movement of Indian ships, even in this war environment. He assured that government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. He said the government has consistently made efforts to reduce its dependency on other countries in every sector.
मैं आपके माध्यम से देश को ये आश्वासन देना चाहता हूं कि भारत के पास क्रूड ऑयल के पर्याप्त स्टोरेज के और निरंतर सप्लाई की व्यवस्थाएं हैं हमारी सरकार की कोशिश है कि ईंधन के किसी एक ही स्रोत पर ज्यादा निर्भरता न रहे सरकार घरेलू गैस सप्लाई में एलपीजी के अलावा पीएनजी पर भी बल दे रही है साथ ही एलपीजी के घरेलू उत्पादन को भी बड़े पैमाने पर बढ़ाने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है बीते वर्षों में सरकार का निरंतर प्रयास रहा है कि हर सेक्टर में दूसरे देशों पर निर्भरता कम से कम हो हम आत्मनिर्भर हो यही एकमात्र विकल्प है
Prime Minister Modi today held a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he received a call from President Trump and they had a useful exchange of views on the situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi said that India supports de-escalation and restoration of peace at the earliest, ensuring that the Strait of Hormuz remains open, secure and accessible, which is essential for the whole world. Mr. Modi said that both leaders agreed to stay in touch regarding efforts towards peace and stability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today also held a telephonic conversation with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumar Dissanayake. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that they discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with particular focus on disruptions affecting global energy security. They reviewed progress on key initiatives aimed at strengthening India-Sri Lanka energy cooperation and enhancing regional security. The West Asia conflict entered its 25th day today, with tensions remaining high as Israel and Iran continue to exchange missiles, despite US President Donald Trump's claim of ongoing negotiations, which Tehran had dismissed as fake news. An Iranian missile struck Tel Aviv today, killing at least 4 people and injuring 6 people, besides damaging buildings and vehicles. On the other hand, the Israeli army said it has completed a wave of extensive strikes targeting production sites in Iran. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Across the wider region, the conflict is expanding both militarily and diplomatically. In Lebanon, tensions have escalated sharply, with Beirut declaring the newly appointed Iranian envoy persona non grata, accusing Tehran of drawing the country deeper into the conflict. Hezbollah continues to exchange heavy fire with Israeli forces along the southern border, vowing to resist any long-term Israeli presence. In the Gulf, countries are tightening both defense and diplomatic responses. Bahrain has called for urgent discussions at the United Nations, while Kuwait, UAE and Saudi Arabia report intercepting multiple incoming drones and missiles. Qatar has renewed call for an immediate ceasefire, warning that disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz pose a serious threat to global trade and energy supplies. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia and the UAE are signaling a shift towards more active military coordination, with Riyadh granting expanded access to US forces at King Fahad Air Base and warning that its patience is not unlimited, following direct threats to its territory. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, Iran today appointed former Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Commander Mohammad Bagher Zolgadr as the new secretary of its Supreme National Security Council, replacing Ali Larijani, who was killed in an airstrike. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. today declared a state of national energy emergency in response to the West Asia conflict. In an executive order, Marcos said the conflict had created uncertainty in global energy markets, severe supply chain disruption and significant volatility and upward pressure on international oil prices. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Ukraine, five people were killed after an overnight Russian strike that damaged homes and disrupted key energy infrastructure, including a power link connecting Moldova to Europe. A report.
President Volodymyr Zelensky reported damage across 11 regions, including Zaporizhia, Poltava, Kharkiv and Kherson. Following a wave of missile and drone attacks, he renewed his call for allies to provide additional air defense munitions. Zelensky has repeatedly warned that Ukraine could face a shortage of missiles, noting that its primary supplier of air defense systems against ballistic threats, the United States, is increasingly focused on the U.S.-Israeli conflict involving Iran. Moldovan Foreign Minister Mihai Popa stated that the Isaac-Vulcanisti power line, which links Moldova's and Romania's energy systems, was also affected. Swati Rakheja for World News.
At the 61st session of the UN Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, Japanese human rights activist Shun Fujiki strongly criticized Pakistan over alleged human rights violations in Balochistan. Addressing the council, Fujiki claimed that in 2025 alone, over 1,200 cases of enforced disappearances were reported in Balochistan, including women and at least 75 students. In Denmark, voters headed to the polls today for a general election as Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen seeks a third term in the office. The vote comes after tensions with Donald Trump over the future of Greenland, a self-governing territory within the Danish kingdom. Vietnam and Russia signed a deal to build a nuclear power plant in Vietnam as the Southeast Asian country revives its nuclear plans. According to Vietnamese state media, the deal for the Ninh Thuan 1 plant comes after two similar projects were shelved in 2016 over rising costs and safety issues. In Miami Open Tennis, second seed Jannik Sinner of Italy will meet unseeded American Alex Michelson in the men's singles pre-quarterfinal later tonight. In women's singles, fourth seed American Coco Gauff will face Swiss player Belinda Bencic in the quarterfinals tomorrow morning. Top seed Belarusian Arina Sabalenka will take on American Hailey Baptiste, while third seed Elena Rybakina has set up last eight clash with Jessica Pegula of the US. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi pitches for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in West Asia, assure smooth supplies of oil, gas and fertilizers. US President Donald Trump calls up Prime Minister Modi to discuss West Asia conflict. Prime Minister also holds talks with Sri Lankan President on the situation. Israel and Iran continue to exchange missiles as war enters 25th day. And Russia strikes key energy infrastructure in Ukraine, killing five persons. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.